Hello, everybody. Before we start the show, I just want to let you know that we are trying to win the best local podcast category in the New City poll for this year. There's a link that you can click on that will bring you to the survey. It's on our website on youmethemeverybody.com. It's right above the Twitter box on the right side of the page. You can't miss it. It's very, very simple. Here's a good thing about the poll. You don't have to answer every question. Just put in number four, best local podcast, put in you, me, them, everybody. That's it. You can leave the rest blank. They do want an email at the end. That's just to verify that you are not a robot. Hopefully you can do this. If you can't, I totally get it. It's annoying. But if you can, if you're at work, please, 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 it'd be awfully kind to you. Without further ado, here's the show. Hello, everybody. Welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby, and I am sitting in a tiny apartment building in Washington, D.C., and it is raining outside, and I am speaking with...
Esmeralda Leon, outside of the Hungry Brain in Chicago on a chilly night.
Is it chilly out there? What's the...
It's a little chilly. A little cold.
Is it fall-like?
It is, yes. It is very
nice.
Fall-like.
Merle is doing the job of a producer tonight at the Hungry.
I'm Lady Brandon.
Don't say that. It's real weird when you say
that. Funny enough, Matthew, who runs President Turtle, he's part of the accountants, he said, do you want to do that, like, next week? Because I told him, like, if we had had an event during Halloween, I totally would have dressed up like you and walked around saying, my dick.
Wait. A, that's Mike Leibowitz's bit that I steal and credit Mike Leibowitz for every time.
Then I will go, my dick. I credit Mike Leibowitz.
Brandon Weatherby is Mike Leibowitz. No, but they, Matt from the
account. But then he said, yeah, they're telling him about it. And he's like, oh my God, do you want to do that next week? I was like, really.
Next week where?
Next time, I think he meant.
Oh, okay.
next time that he's doing the show.
Because the accountants have two shows. They do a show at the No Exit Cafe, or the Red Line Tap. I'm sorry, it's one of those two. I'm not sure which one.
Well, no one would know. No one would know you. So
exactly,
it'd be weird.
Only the people
in the show and that work at the bar would know what the hell Brandon Weatherby is.
I am not famous yet. Neither are you. You're probably more famous than me because
no one's making fun of me or making fun of you here, Brandon.
Yeah, because you're not on stage yelling about your dick. Mike Leibowitz, everybody. Mike Leibowitz.
I yell about my vagina.
Oh, that'd be great.
See how we're different. I yell about my vagina. You yell about your dick.
Oh, let's do it. Will you host one of these one day, and I'll be the co-host, and you do the monologue and just yell about your vagina?
I don't know if I have enough material to do a whole monologue about my vagina.
It's,
I don't know if that's possible.
It's theater of the mind. Actually, it's not theater of the mind. It's actual theater. So I don't know. Make it happen.
Oh God.
You're hosting the evening. Well, the counts of are hosting the evening. You're producing the evening. It's not going so well, is it?
It's a little sparse.
It's a little sparse.
There's people in there, but it's a little.
As long as everyone's having a good time, that's all that matters.
Everyone is having a good time. They pulled out that character that dresses up in S&M outfits.
Oh, they did. That's nice.
That guy.
Okay.
I forget what the character's name is.
Think Tank on tonight?
It's Sergeant Payne or something. What?
Is Think Tank on? I think Think Tank is there tonight. Sketch group Think Tank.
Yeah.
Oh, they're
my
favorite. We got to get them for the live show. Let me write that down. Ask Think Tank for March because we're booked for the next few months.
It says F Think Tank. It just sounded like what you said.
F Think Tank.
Oh, cool.
Think Tank in the face. No, ask Think Tank for March live show. Oh my God, they're so good. I'm jealous that I can't be there.
Are they the ones who do the fashion thing?
Yes. Yes,
that I thought was very hilarious.
I would love if they went on for the listener at home. If you're interested in the live show, go download the one that we did with the Putterboss sisters, because the Putterboss sisters did a skit on the live show about two sisters that are into fashion, and Think Tank, which is a sketch group that hopefully will do the live show, has an amazing character sketch of two guys into fashion. And I would love if these two combined and did a talk show as those
characters. Oh, good Lord. You I think the world would explode.
I'm going to write that down. Think Tank, Putterboss, YMTE, fashion special. So
it's for Fashion Week. When's Fashion Week?
This is what we're going to do. The Putterbaws are going to make over you. The Think Tank's going to make over me, or vice versa. And then, and then we'll do a special show that way. How about that?
Well, I do already have gold lamé leggings.
Stop giving them ideas.
So I know they love lamé.
Have you worn?
Because I love gold lamé.
Was that a purchase for Halloween, or is that a purchase?
Yeah.
For just oh, okay.
For Halloween, I'm not. I don't wear gold lamé.
Well,
too
we
often.
Know a lot of hipsters that do. So
I know, and that's why I was readily available.
Not hard to find.
No, they're not. I thought they were.
They're at Walgreens, everybody.
Because I found them. Racks and racks of them.
All right. Merle, how today yoga update number 3. What's going on?
Yeah.
How was yoga?
I learned I have weak ankles.
You have weak ankles? Oh.
It was so, I asked the instructor today, because there's certain moves where like, you have to sit on your butt on the ground, but your legs are in between.
Yeah.
And you're on your feet, you know, when you're kneeling.
Mm-hmm.
But you sit your butt down on your feet, but your feet are out of the way.
Oh, Jesus.
Like, so they're to the sides of you.
Oh, God.
Like bookends. And, well, I can't do that all the way, and it hurts. And I told her, I'm like, what can I do this a little better? And she, well, actually, that wasn't even it. It was the other one where you're, like, flying on your back and you grab your feet.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of look like a crab upside down.
Oh.
And I asked her, how can I do that one better? How can I grab my other foot? Because I can't grab both of them. And she's like, well, how is this going to fix? Something else. I was like,
Wait, say that last part again?
I forget what it is. It's like a fixed form.
A fixed
form?
Well,
how's a fixed form?
Okay.
It's one of the poses, and I'm just like, which one is this? I'm like, oh, the one when you're on your feet. That hurts. That hurts when I do this. She says it's because I have weak ankles.
You have weak ankles? Oh.
Yep. And my hips, like, or something.
Are you crumbling?
No, but she said, just give it time and it'll, I gotta get, my hips are stiff. That's why I can't grab my other foot.
Oh, Jesus.
And on they like veer off. Oh. My other foot veers off and I can't reach.
All right, Merle, this is what I'm going to suggest.
I got weak ankles and stiff hips.
Oh, my God.
Weak ankles, hips, stiff. Stiff
hips. Stiff
hips. With a band.
It's the stiff hips. It's just the geriatric Rolling Stones cover band.
Oh, it's not good.
Oh, man.
It'll work itself out. That's what she said. I keep at it and keep my form. I'll be good at it. That's what she said.
People. Oh, that's awful. Okay. Go back inside. Enjoy the show. I think CJ's on the bill tonight. Try to get CJ. Hopefully we'll have him on the show.
I'll coerce him outside somehow.
We're going to coerce some people outside, so keep listening. And yeah, go back inside. I guess we'll play some music. Here's some Black Math. Black Math, we'll talk more about them later. Go have fun, Merle.
Okay.
Hey, we're back. Thanks for listening. So at this point, you probably haven't heard an interview we did with CJ because the computer didn't record it properly, and we're broke. So give us all the money you ever have. I'm about to burn everything I own because I'm frustrated. I feel real bad. CJ and I had a great conversation, about 20 minutes long.
That was long.
We caught up. I found out about him and his new job with Conan, and it was a lot of fun. And I actually had a great time talking to him, and now it's gone. And I'm furious, and I don't know what to destroy.
You should make a claymation version of what you remember.
That's why I have you around, to have that positive attitude, and I'm not joking. Thanks
a
lot,
Merle. Do a claymation version, and it will take you 7 weeks.
7 weeks.
And then somehow that also gets deleted.
Yeah, that will burn down with my fury.
Yeah.
Sorry to CJ.
Yeah, no, at the end it just burns.
Yeah. Sorry to Merle. I'm sorry. I don't know what happened. Give me all your money, please. This is a man begging.
We need money.
Yeah. We're going to do one of these tomorrow because I'm about to punch everything in the room. So thanks for listening, dear listener. Here's some Black Math. Merle, you have a good night?
Yeah.
All right, good. Keep on that note. That's it. Have a good night.